Concerning spirit and soul, there has been much uncertainty and speculation. Please explain the difference. Well, we've tried to explain that difference on a number of different occasions, but perhaps we might summarize it briefly. We regard, more or less formally, the word spirit to signify the divine life at the root of things, and the human spirit as the essential being or the total spiritual entity of man. That part which is derived most directly from the divine spirit, and therefore possessing within itself the fullness of life, the fullness of potency, which we associate with life, consciousness, God, and spirit. The soul, however, has never been so considered. Although in our popular, more or less semi-materialism, we have now elevated the soul as a term to cover all parts of man that we cannot see. In other words, we have taken the soul and sort of pushed it upward until it becomes a term, a symbol, for the entire unexplained causal nature of man, including all his mental and emotional infirmities, his various psychic ailments, his characteristics, the constant battle between the anima-animus aspects of his nature, and the unconscious, the subconscious, the superconscious, and other terms which are rapidly disappearing from common usage because of meaninglessness. They can be very useful words, but they're not useful when we toss them around and do not give them any specific meaning. We're reminded of the line in Alice in Wonderland, where we are assured that if we want to use words over time, we must pay them extra. And up to the present time, we haven't done this. The soul, to my concept, would represent a certain nature arising in man himself, what might be termed the gradual overtone of experience, creating what we term his psychic life. His psychic life being that so-called superior nature, which would correspond with what science feels would be the idea that man's invisible nature is merely the production of his visible processes. That the soul can be the result of experience, that it can be influenced by heredity, that it can be distorted by attitudes and policies, that it is subject to mental and emotional disease, pressure, and excess as the result of its own turbulences or imposed conditions, poor childhood conditioning, poor educational conditioning, poor example, and the eternal, ever-present tragedy of falling on one's head in infancy. All of these things together could have an effect upon that part of our nature which is the product of our life here. Therefore, that the soul actually is a super self, a super personality, which is also gradually being refined into a spiritualized super personality that we might term, as the Chinese did it, namely the transcendent being. The transformation of our psychic life into the noblest that we know would be the regeneration of the soul, the transmutation of the soul, and the whole process of psychic transmutation would belong in the realm of medieval and ancient alchemy, as Carl Jung points out. It is the transformation process in man. The Bible says in one place, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. In another place it says, but the spirit returns to God who gave it. There seems to be an essential and basic difference. Namely, that the soul has within it an element of mortality, an element of change, that it is a dependency, that it is a suspension between spirit and matter. That soul, therefore, is a psychic polarization from form. And as form is the product of the union of spirit and matter, so soul is the product of the union of the invisible principles of spirit and matter, resulting in the establishment of character, disposition, personality, and temperament, themselves invisible but very real. The soul then is man's psychic overlife, whereas the spirit is an entirely divine thing. The early Christian mystics believed that soul would ultimately become a kind of body, and that man would gradually outgrow physical matter and live in a psychic instrument or body. And that in this case, this body would be his robe of glory. This would be the garments of the high priest, represented by the ceremonial vestments of the clergy. And that this is the golden wedding garment of Saint Paul. And that man attending the marriage of the Lamb would wear the garments of glory, the garments of his own psychic life. But that the spirit was a divine thing, whereas the soul represented the redeemed or purified psychic life of the individual, or until this redemption, simply the normal psychic life of the individual.